This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donnie, Football Friday ended with a bang, did it not? That was exciting. But I didn't finish my responsibilities there, limits. Sunny today in a high of Heinz Ward 86. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And you can call now to win two tickets to see Kansas at Timber Rock Amphitheater on August 23rd. Also, you get to say hello to Limits, live and in person, 412-928-9370. Caller number two gets those tickets. And finally, Bob Walk is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, it feels like it's been a while. I don't think I was here last Friday. I couldn't help, I think a lot of people can't help, but look at the Brewers and the Pirates in similarly situated markets with payrolls that aren't that far apart. And it seems like the Brewers, you know, get it done year in, year out. What's the magic there? How are they doing it again after losing more key players after last season? It's just like they keep rolling. What do you make of that machine that is the Milwaukee Brewers?
Well, you know, every time that, you know, they have some kind of major change, I always think, oh, this is going to be it. And we're talking decades now.
It's
you can go all the way back to, you know, the teams that they had back, you know, 2005s. And, you know, I can remember, you know, 10s, you know, where, you know, they would give us a hard time year after year after year. Now, there has been a couple of situations where, you know, I thought we got the better of them. But, you know, when you think of the Brewers, like everybody does, you think of a team that should be a lot like us. And it's like, that should be our competition right there. You know, you go to Milwaukee and you think, okay, you know, smallish city and, you know, not a ton of, you know, super high rises or anything like that. It's just, a few, kind of a similar type thing. And, but yet they always seem to be punching above their weight all the time. And I'm even talking about going through the ownership changes that they've gone through, you know, coaching changes, general managers, all kinds of different star players. It's hard to put my hand, mind around it, because it is so different. I know that people come up with reasons for it, but I sure as heck don't see what the reasons are. I just don't understand at all, how they can, do some of the things that they're able to do. I did ask you know, a few years ago, I was having a conversation with a Pirate executive, and they pointed out that their attendance, for whatever reason, is always extremely good. You know, 3 million in 1 year is not unheard of for them. And so they do have a very good revenue stream when it comes to that. But to get those people in the house, you got to be good to begin with, right? So, yeah. I mean, I can't say, well, it's their manager, you know, look at the, you know, what he has built, the winning attitude and all this. Well, I mean, during the period where they've done what they're doing now, very similar things over the last, you know, at least couple of decades, there's been number of managers, number of general managers. They've gone through ownership change, but they always seem to have that something going about them. And I really, don't know exactly what it is. They hit on trades. They're able to, get the key free agent, even if it's not like the biggest names, the guys that they do seem to hit on or acquire, always pan out. We can go back and find some guys that maybe didn't, but for the most part, they've done an excellent job with that part of their game too. Minor leagues. I mean, we can look and see what they've done in the minor leagues. If they're close and they want to get a rental, they'll go and they'll remember when they got CC Sabathia. I mean, how many years ago was that?
Yeah.
And he took them to the playoffs in the last month and a half of the season. They've always been very smart with what they've done, and they don't make very many mistakes. And, I just don't buy into, always, well, they have this manager or that manager or this GM. Yeah, they do. And they're very good. But it goes beyond them, and if you just look at the last 20 years, you can see that most of the time, they have very good players and play a very good brand of baseball. Some years it's been pitching and defense. Some years you go up there and they've had offensive teams that just beat your brains out, and that's just the way they are. And I really don't have an explanation for it. They spend some money, and they spend it extremely wisely.
Bob, how far away do you think the Pirates are? Like, they're 20 games under. I tend to think that they're more of a 500-type team, that they've mostly been under Don Kelly and were under Shelton going into August last year, but that's still not where you want to be. I guess my question is, would a couple of bats turn them into a playoff team? How far away are they?
Well, a couple of bats would get us, I think, and I agree with you, on paper, we should be a 500 team. That's what I thought, when the season started, maybe a little bit below 500, because you can kind of say it now, you couldn't say it then, but it was like, our offense is not going to be a world beater here. But hopefully that they will be okay, and if we don't get any big injuries in pitching, we should be a high 70s to a low 80s as far as a win total. And I was being very honest with myself when I was thinking like that before the season started, and it just went in straight downhill right from the very beginning, offensively more than anything else. So, if the pitching, if we can keep the pitching together pretty much the way it is now, I think there are some areas that we're going to have to improve. I think the bullpen has had its ups and downs, especially beginning of the season. It wasn't a group you could really depend on night after night. And then it became that way for quite a while. And now, I'm not sure again. If you can, I think, do a little, some repairs to the bullpen. Yeah. Then we need, if you can find some bats, we might, well, we could possibly be a playoff team, I think that, we got to find more than just, a couple of bats, unless those two bats you're talking about when you say couple are, very high quality. If you got two really high quality bats, I think we'll be fine. I go back to the last time we were a wild card winner, where we won the wild card 3 years in a row. They did a very good job or got lucky, or did, you know, however you wanted to say it, going out and getting some pitching in some different ways, pitching that I don't think anybody else really thought highly of. I'm talking about Burnett, Liriano. I can't remember the other starter we got, and those guys were either solid or great. And then you picked up maybe a couple other guys in the bullpen that did very well. And now the offense was plenty good to get us to the playoffs. And in that one year, I mean, we won 90 some games, for crying out loud. And it just shows you that just a couple of changes to one side, will maybe get you over that hump. And that's what we're looking for. Now it looks like, we're pretty good pitching wise, but we just don't score enough runs, and we have to figure out a way to find those guys that are going to come into our lineup, just like we found starting pitching to go in our starting rotation that wasn't thought. I mean, I know that Liriano and Burnett, I think the year before they came to us, both had ERAs in the fives. I might be wrong about that, but that's the way I remember it. And then they came to us, and wow, they had plenty of gas left in the tank. It was like they were rejuvenated.
Yeah.
And they pitched fantastic and put us over the hump. Can we find a couple of hitters like that? I don't know. It's not easy, but that's kind of, I think, what we need to really try and do.
Bob Walk joining me on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Sports Talk on the Fans presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. And Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Bob, let's go off the board for a minute. I've been doing this quarter century series in Pittsburgh sports and on our station here on my show for about a month. And one of the greatest, this week's topic was individual games. Now, these were two games in a row. But, man, I went back and took a deep dive on the Rob Mikowiak day, and I wonder what you remember about that. May 28th, 2004, his son is born at 11:12 a.m. His wife gives him the blessing to play in a 5 p.m. twi-night doubleheader. He hits a walk-off grand slam with two out in game one, and then a game-tying two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth of the nightcap. That's got to be one of the great days in baseball history, no?
Yeah, I can definitely remember it because it's it was such a phenomenal thing to have a child born and then go and play in a doubleheader and 18 innings and do what he did. And it also, if you remember right, Mikowiak was not like a star player either. It's almost surprising that he was in both games.
Right, he was surprised.
I think it was like a 56-round draft pick or something like that. I mean, he kind of came out of nowhere, a little bit of a flash in the pan. I mean, but he was pretty good for a couple of years there. But not somebody that you would think of having this all-time game. But he was a gamer. He was he knew who he was, and he knew he had to play 1,000% hard as he could go. Every second he was on the field, and that's the way he did, and that's the way he played. So it was a feel-good moment, but I think you felt even better because of, who he is and, how he wasn't really a star player. And to have this moment in his career, probably wasn't going to be a really long career, well, it was a very special thing. And I think it made everybody feel a little bit better than – it would have been a great thing if McCutchen would have done it. But it's
exactly
a little different when it's a Rob Mikowiak. And I think that's where I'm trying to go with this.
And another one that came up was Jeff Karstens with an 83-pitch complete game shutout of the Astros. Remember that one? 83 pitches. My God, Keller threw that many in the first inning a week ago.
Yeah, he was a pitch to contact guy. When I was playing, there was a little bit more of that. So, at the time, maybe I didn't think all that that was that, you know, okay, yeah, that was pretty good. 83 pitches. I mean, that's noticeable for sure. But I don't think I appreciate it, like, looking back on it now. I've seen Marty Bystrom, I played with him in the minor leagues. He threw an 89 pitch, because I knew that because I was on the pitching chart that night. He threw an 89 pitch no hitter. I've seen some great things like that. We talk about the Maddox thing, but Ray Miller had a notebook, and he kept any complete games under 100 pitches or any shutouts. He would always write the date, the pitcher's name, and anything he could, any little note he wanted to put next to it. He had like a little diary kept like that. So, you know, shutouts weren't uncommon. People, you know, would throw, you know, the really good pitchers would throw 3 or 4 shutouts during a year. And right. And really throwing under 100 pitches wasn't that uncommon either. Guys would do that, 4, 5, 6 times a year, and he would always take put down the date, the pitcher's name, and a little note. I would love to know where that notebook is, by the way, nowadays. It would be really cool to go find
it. Yeah, it would.
And read some of the names out of it. But, there were games like that. And so I remember Carsten's having an unusual game, and that's probably what you're talking about. But nowadays, throwing 5 innings and being in the 80s is kind of like, well, that's about right. Yeah. You know, that's what guys do nowadays. I don't know, the first thing that comes to my mind and the first thing people always talk about is the emphasis now on strikeouts over just getting outs. And that's why pitch counts are so elevated. And then you throw in the fact that nobody's allowed really to pitch over 100 or, 110 is like, oh my God, that's horrible. We really notice it so much more nowadays. So when, you think of somebody throwing a complete game and keeping it below 100 or even into the low 80s, that's like some kind of magical thing that really never happened.
Exactly. Bob, I appreciate the time. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Look forward to it. Hopefully we're playing a little bit better next week.
See you, man. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Been another enjoyable day here out at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, Studio B, the studio they built just for us. And man, it feels great in here. I think it sounds great, very clear. That's what Donnie said on his drive in. It's just a fun place to be. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny today and a high of Hines Ward. Going to be 81 at Wrigley for the Pirates game. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And finally, What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, all our guests today on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits, did you see what I think this was? Kayvon Thibodeau offered a, quote, blunt assessment of Jets quarterback Justin Fields. They've had their own little joint practices, a couple of them, this week ahead of their game Saturday night. Did you see what he said?
Oh, boy. No, I did not.
He said it was impossible to evaluate because we got guys like me, Burns, Dex, Chauncey, Nacho. I don't know who that is. I don't know who Nacho is. And he was under a little bit of pressure, so I really can't give you an analysis on what I think of him as a quarterback because he had to run and scramble and do a lot of things. You guys probably have to take a look on your own. That's not a glowing report, but it might be instructive here because if the Steelers can get after Justin Fields like this, I mean, that's the ticket. The Giants, however, have a pretty destructive front seven right now, do they not? With Thibodeau, Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence. Come on. I don't know what's going to happen with their quarterback or their offense, but they're going to take a pound of flesh every week. I'm big on the Giants this year, Limits. But the Justin Fields story, that's the story there, is that he was having an unimpressive camp. Then he had a pretty good drive in the preseason game, but apparently hasn't exactly lit up the Giants here. So I'm curious to see what kind of Justin Fields we get in week one. It's going to be just as big of a mystery as Aaron Rodgers in some ways, right?
Yeah, I mean, we think we have an idea of what Rodgers is going to be, but look, it's two offensive lines that have a lot of question marks. Can the Jets protect Fields? Can Broderick Jones, Troy Faltano, and the Steelers protect Rodgers? Or, Joe, we might end up getting a 7-sack day on both sides. How entertaining would that be?
I'm always up for a defensive battle, believe me. Man, I'm looking at this AP team. We'll get to that in a minute. I want my mood to improve, Limits, so let's bring on Bob from Millvale from yesterday. This got ugly early on, and then Bob took a sudden liking to me. The call took a sudden turn. I think he appreciated and almost reveled in my abrasiveness because it matched his. And quite frankly, Bob in Millvale is a curmudgeon, perhaps a likable one, but a curmudgeon nonetheless. And he brought the curmudgeon out in me. Let's listen.
You said horrible, didn't you?
He is horrible.
You said horrible. Okay.
Mike
horrible.
Tomlin.
Let me ask you one more question.
Where would you rank him? Let me ask you a question.
I'd put him 15th.
And you think 15th is horrible?
For why he's been here so long.
You think 15th out of 30 is horrible?
Okay, I'll take back horrible. I'll go to okay.
Okay, I'll meet you at okay. Okay to good.
Okay is not good enough for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We agree on that. That's why I think he should have been fired after last year and traded to the Bears.
He'll never be fired.
Okay, that's a different topic. We agree on that, too. See how many times we've come around to agreeing?
You know what? I love you lately. I swear to God I do. I agree with like everything.
This has gone
said.
Completely opposite direction where it started.
We're going to wind up going out for
a drink at the end of this.
We're
playing golf together.
Unbelievable how that took a turn. He turned me into him and therefore started to like me, Limits. What did you make of that? Bob loved it. He just sat back and loved it. It was going on for a good 5 minutes before that.
I'm just curious if you and Bob and Millvale had a good dinner last night.
Well, I think we're going to head out one of these nights. I mean, we can just, rail at everything in the world. I mean, this guy is a legend. Look at this, Limits. I didn't even see the second team here. Let's look at this AP All-American all-time team. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
They choose the All-American team every year, and this is from the history of college football. It looks like the modern history. I don't know. Are we going back to like Crazy Legs Hirsch and things like that. It looks to me like the modern history of college football, right?
Yeah, for the most part, there's not a lot of guys that you see from the 20s and the 30s.
No, I don't think we go back to when Ron started out as a beat writer here. But this was interesting to me. It was, in the end, first team. Which conference do you think had the most players on the first team limits?
I would think the SEC.
Wrong. Big Ten. SEC second, independent third, ACC, Big East, Big 8, Big 12. And the Pac-10 only had one, which was very odd to me. I mean, for as horrific of a human being as he turned out to be, O.J. Simpson should be one of your running backs. And I think Tony Dorsett should be your other. They have Barry Sanders and Herschel Walker. Hard to argue, especially with Sanders, although Walker I will. Tony Dorsett was, I think, the greatest college running back of all time. And he set the all-time record when he was in school. He played for all 4 years. He had ridiculous numbers. He won a national championship. He should be in there. But anyway, that's beside the point. Their first team offense, okay, is Tim Tebow at quarterback. Tim Tebow was a great college quarterback, correct?
No, no doubt. I mean, that national championship season he had was historic.
I mean, you can't take that away from him. He was a great college quarterback. The Pitt players who made it, Larry Fitzgerald is with Randy Moss as a first-team receiver. And I was just looking at Larry Fitzgerald highlights yesterday. Certainly won't argue with that one. Bill Frelick, I'm glad they recognized him. He had some injuries in his pro career. Or he would have been, I think, a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest college linemen who ever lived. It's him and Orlando Pace as the tackles. I think that's awesome. John Hanna and Jim Parker from Ohio State as the guards. Chuck Bednarik at center. Now, that is going back a ways to 47-48. Brock Bowers is the tight end. Barry Sanders, Herschel Walker, and Sebastian Janikowski is the kicker. All-purpose is Johnny Rogers, who was ridiculous in 72. But I'm glad they recognized Frelick. I really am, because he was an unbelievable just stud in college. And a lot of people who covered him in high school said they were one of the first players they ever saw who they were convinced he could have gone from high school to the NFL and played right away. First-team defense. Another guy I'm really glad they recognized is Hugh Green. I think he has an argument. I think Dorsett's the greatest player in Pitt history, but I think Hugh Green has an argument for that. He's with Randy White at end, Ndamukong Suh, and Bronco Nagurski. So this does go back, because Ron covered him at Minnesota in the Big Ten in 1929. How's this for a linebacking crew limits? Dick Butkus, Derek Thomas, and Chris Spielman. Legendary cornerbacks, Charles Woodson and Deion Sanders. And then your safeties are Ronnie Lott and Ed Reed. That is incredible. I noticed nobody from Penn State. Are people up in arms, Penn Staters, today, Limits? You would know, right?
Yeah, I did see that there were some that threw a little bit of fits over some of the guys that could have been included. Like, where is Saquon Barkley? Where is Capoletti? Stuff like that. All the linebackers, like could LeVar Arrington have made the team? Those are some of the names that I think were possible. But kudos to Pitt, man. The history of Pitt football is just so incredible to be able to have three guys represented on the list.
And Tony Dorsett is second team. And I don't think he should be, but we'll take it. Man, I think the second team could beat the first team. I'm going to tell you that right now. Desmond Howard, Jonathan Ogden at tackle, Keith Jackson tight end, Vince Young with Archie Griffin and Tony Dorsett. That would be a hell of a game. All-purpose Tim Brown. Your defensive ends are Bubba Smith and Bruce Smith. Your tackles are Leroy Selman and Warren Sapp. Your corners are the Honey Badger and Champ Bailey. Limits. I think Lawrence Taylor's on the second team.
How?
With Brian Bosworth. I think the second team wins this game.
Man, I think they got a great shot at it. I would love to see if we could sim this game and, like, can they put this in NCAA college football this year? Wouldn't that be great?
If they should, we should play it. Thank you, Limits. We have to run.
All right, good weekend, Joe, buddy. Thank you. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.